Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And we have an intern. Actually, really thankful. We've always wanted to have a young little intern to mold and, you know, sculpt and make into something amazing.
We've always wanted one of you, girl, and our wishes came true.
Intern Yay. Chloe.
Here she is.
Hi.
Hello, intern Chloe. How's it been so far? A little over a weekend interning here on the show.
It's been really good. I've had a lot of fun.
Can you closer to the mic?
We're going to have to work on your mic technique.
Gosh. It's been really good. I've had a lot of fun.
There we go.
There we go.
He's cracking the whip. Okay, intern Chloe, who is your fave so far?
Kenzie.
Ah, yes!
Sorry, pork chop.
I'm too much of a jerk.
No, oh, you're not a jerk.
He's gonna leave
you're not
you
a
out.
Jerk at all.
He's going to leave you outside again.
She's going to be the best radio personality ever after
she
this internship.
She already is. She won. What was the prestigious award that you won?
I'm a finalist for best radio college radio DJ in the country.
In the country?
In the country!
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Us, and I'm going to go see what place I get at the end of the month.
Yes!
All right, as long as you don't come in fourth place, tell us about it.
She's going to be amazing, and she turns 21 next week, so we're going to make, obviously, that a huge deal.
I can't wait. It'll be fun to see you drink for the first time, because I know you never have before.
Definitely for the first time.
There we go.
She's
all
so
right.
cute.
Now, if you couldn't tell, intern Chloe is cute, and she's got an amazing, what would we say, British accent?
Yes.
I would say British accent.
Yes.
And yesterday, I don't know what they were doing, but Pork Chop and Chloe started just accenting each other.
Yep.
It was really cute. I've never heard her impersonate like the way we speak.
An
American accent. It was hilarious.
So we've got a couple phrases here. I've typed up a couple phrases. I've given them to her. She hasn't seen them yet. So I want to hear her say them like in her natural dialect. And then I want to hear her try to say them in an American accent. And she also gave me some phrases like from Britain that I need to say and try to say it in her dialect. So this is going to be interesting.
Are you feeling intense pride here in this here?
Yep.
I guess since you already've got the British music playing, I'll go first, okay?
Go for it.
All right, so first, this is how I would say it, like, in an American accent. Can I say this on here?
Yes.
Stop faffing about. So now, in your language, I would try to say it like this. Stop faffing about. Was that good or no?
It's the same language, it's just the accent.
Exactly.
What does that even mean? That sounds like something dirty to me.
Faffing, that's just like wasting time.
Okay.
We should say this to ourselves all day, every day.
The other word I was thinking of is also a way to waste time, and it's fun. But okay.
Now you do one.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Is she doing it British or American?
American.
Both.
Well, let's do your British. Go ahead. I got your people's music.
So I would say this as get her done. That's how he wrote it.
Hold on. That's American. That's American.
Wait, no. What accent was that?
That was my accent.
Okay, good.
Okay,
so then.
Lower the music. Say that again.
In American?
Yeah.
Get her done.
Hey! That was good.
Get her done, yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know what that means?
Just, like, get stuff done.
Yeah.
Get to it. Get her done.
Yes.
Go ahead, do another one.
Okay, the next one he has on here is Make America Great Again. Make America Great Again.
That's American.
Well, do you want her to say that or just, like, MAGA?
America.
Well, no, Joe, that was the next one. Give it away.
Okay, give us a good America.
America.
See that bald eagle right there? Land on that Canadian goose? That's America.
All right, I've got one here. So I guess this says fancy a cuppa. So I would maybe say fancy a cuppa.
What does that mean?
Cuppa is like short for cup of tea.
Oh. A cuppa? Can I go to Starbucks in the drive-thru today and just be like, I can't, a fancy a cuppa? Grande.
I've got another one here. So it says I'm chuffed to bits. So I would say, I'm chuffed to bits.
You should see the sass producer Pork Chop is putting on this.
There's no way people in Britain talk that bad. People don't talk like that where you're from.
These are stuff my dad says all the time.
Still?
Yeah.
I'm knackered after the party.
Knackered.
Wait, he'll knock her or
no,
he's knackered?
Knackered.
Oh, so he's
Does
drunk.
That mean you're like intoxicated?
No, it just means you're tired, really tired.
Oh, I'm knackered after the party.
I thought that meant like you were drunk or something.
I'm knackered right now.
All right, you got a couple more on the list?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be all over you like white on rice. Is that what people really say?
Yeah, you've never heard of that?
You gotta say it with an attitude, okay, okay. though. You gotta, like, you're mad.
I'll be all over you like white on rice.
What are you channeling when you do that? Because it's so interesting.
It's like the same thing as me. You just got to get all proper.
You have to get into
literally that. Chops and are like, she's so fun. Can we keep her? We love her so much.
She's like a little toy to you guys.
I got another one here. Grab your brolly. It's drizzling outside.
Did you say jizzling?
Drizzling.
Oh my God. Drizzling.
Oh, it sounded really weird whatever you said. I was like, there's no way British people say that.
Wow.
Grab your brolly.
You sound like your Snoop Dogg. Drizzly, grizzly.
What is happening?
You tell me.
What about grab your umbrella? What was that one?
Grab your brolly.
Your brolly? Like yeah. Your bra? Your
no. Brolly, like umbrella.
Your brolly. It's so much cuter. Brolly.
All right, you got a couple more
you
there?
You can sit under my umbrolly. Brolly.
Joe, you're going to like this one. The McRib is back, baby.
Yeah!
I wrote that for you.
America, that's the best thing you've ever said, intern Chloe.
Ooh, this next one's good. Do that one.
Happy 4th of July. What time do the fireworks start?
It's just so weird.
Where does that voice come from?
I don't know.
It's so like two different people, but it's the same person.
I know. Well, we should give her a different persona, too. Like a different name for when you speak like
American
without your British accent. Yeah.
And the thing is, we just do it naturally, but she has to like literally channel it. It's crazy.
It feels weird.
It feels weird.
Okay, give us one more that she wrote for you, Chops, so we can decipher what it means.
Let's see. I was absolutely gutted.
What does that mean?
Gutted? You're like disappointed. My dad says that after like rugby games.
I was absolutely gutted.
Oh, like after that date, Chops, you could be like, I was absolutely gutted.
Oh, no. I don't know. It's crazy how that works. What if I just came in? Didn't you hear like stories of people that they like had a brain injury and then they woke up speaking a different like accent?
Yes, that's my dream. I want to speak Australian.
What if you get something like German and you're just yelling the whole time?
Oh no!
Oh, no!
All I know in German is like "Auf Wiedersehen" from Project Runway.
My biggest fear is that Pork Chop gets like a French accent and he just starts doing like Lady Marmalade all the time.
Oui, oui. Je
voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Oh, God. Please. Ooh. Please don't let that
merci
happen.
Merci beaucoup.
All right. I would say intern Chloe won that, by
yay!
The way.
Yay! Yay!
What do you think? Tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie. Who do you think had the best accent?
I think she was fancy.
I think you're schnockered or something with your bra. I don't know.
I hope we don't need a brelly today.
Better not. Keep the brelly at home.
Get her done.